full year.
And that lets you save the...
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green locomotive.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. All right, thanks so much for coming in and checking out the show today. I always appreciate your time and efforts to see what we have going on. Now, I want to tell you about MAK Mystic Expressions. This is a Himalayan salt company that specializes in pink salt. Now, I think this is transitioning from white salt to pink salt is a small step that we can do to improve our health. Now, this company, MAK Mystic Expressions, specializes in pink salt, which means they have a number of other products that include some heat bags, cutting boards, grinders, and what my favorite is the salt lamp. So if you're looking for a simple way to improve your lifestyle, head over to makmystics.com. All right, so in this show, I want to talk about reducing stress in a slightly different way. So this is going to be called adrenal fatigue and stress reduction. Now, I recently had the opportunity to check out Health Street. Sorry, not to check out Health Street, but to visit Health Street as a special guest. As many of you know, Health Street's a sponsor of this show, and they really support me in many different ways. And they asked me to come in to do a little guest presentation during one of their workshops. They do plenty of workshops, and this is just one of them. They asked me to come in. I specialize in stress and enjoy talking about it. And that's what adrenal fatigue really is when your body has the inability to reduce so much stress. And I believe that because of our society and how we're so stressed out, this is such an important topic. So I'm going to give you, within this show, I'm going to give you four topics that I covered in this presentation. That's going to include environment, nutrition, habits, and fitness. So these are the four topics I'm going to cover. I'm going to give you all sorts of tips to help you better handle adrenal fatigue. So sit right there. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
All right, so we're going to jump into the show right now talking about adrenal fatigue and reducing stress. Now, as I talked about in the introduction, this adrenal fatigue has all kinds of different issues around stress. Now, when our body's unable to reduce stress, we don't really have a release valve. You know, for example, when we sweat, when our body's overheated, we sweat. So the sweat is cold, it cools our skin down. It kind of means we're overheating, but there's all kinds of benefits to sweating. So for example, we can sweat toxins out of our body. That's another release valve because there's no pump that actually takes out toxins, just like there's no pump that reduces stress. Like when I mean pump, I'm talking about your heart, for example. So we really have no real stress relief or valve that pumps out stress, which would be awesome because so many of us are stressed out. So when we look at adrenal fatigue, we deal with all types of different issues. So energy could be one of them. Digestive issues could be one of them. And if you really want to get deep down, I believe that major dis-ease in our body comes from a tiny particle of stress that was never really addressed, and that grows and grows and becomes more stress. We all know what it feels like to be stressed out and have the weight of the world weighing on our shoulders. Now, I believe that most issues, health issues in life, come from stress, and that's because we don't deal with it on a regular basis. So let's get into tip number one. Now, I'm not sure there's any real particular order. You'll see all these four tips go hand in hand. So I'm going to run through them with you and help you understand how to address adrenal fatigue and reduce stress. So the first one is habits. So when we look at habits, as humans, we're creatures of habit. I'm going to do a whole show about this in the future. So we sleep on the same side of the bed. We eat breakfast in the same chair at the dinner table. We watch TV on the same side of the couch. As humans, we're habitual creatures. I don't think too many people could disagree with that. These are just the things that we do. We park in the same slot, parking stall at work, even though the whole parking lot is open and we could park anywhere we want. That's just what we do. So the habits that we formed could be, let's say, for example, when we're going to work and we're stressed out. So we get up and we know we don't want to see that coworker. We know that our boss is going to usually angry. He's going to yell at us. We're putting ourselves in a stressful state as soon as we get up in the morning, knowing we have to go to work. And that's a habit. That's a conditioned response. So we could look at Ivan Pavlov, for example, and his research around the conditioned response. So what he did was he had a bell, a dog, saliva, and food. So what he would do is he had the dog and he wanted to research this conditioned response. So he rings the bell, he puts food in the bowl, the dog starts salivating, and then the dog gets to eat. So before long, he started to ring the bell and stop putting the food out there, and the dog would continue to salivate. So that's a conditioned response, no different than how humans react in different areas of our lives. So being stressed being one of them. So for example, we could crave food. Now, this is a conditioned response. When we're stressed out, we want comfort food, mainly because our body's used to it. So we say we're stressed out. I'm stressed out. I'm having that whole bowl of ice cream or the whole tub. I'm stressed out. I want a bag of chips and a pop. Whatever it is, I've heard this numerous times of comfort food. So many times we're bored or we need something to do or we're stressed out from work. And that's a conditioned response. We've conditioned ourselves to want sugary, fatty, processed, refined food when we're stressed out. So if you had a different type of response, like you went for a walk or you went exercising or you wrote about it, there's a number of different conditioned responses that we can do that we're going to help us reduce stress. But unfortunately, we continue to put more stress on our body when we're stressed out, when we should be doing the opposite. So that's the first thing when we get into habits. It's very important to understand that we have habits. So instead of getting up and knowing you're going to be stressed out at work, or maybe not knowing or consciously knowing, but subconsciously, you're setting yourself up to be stressed out for the day. Maybe you could consciously change your thoughts and change your mind and know that you're going to this job so you can put food on your table, so you can pay rent or you can pay your mortgage. And just having a change of mindset can make a big difference. The other side of the coin is that we need to address these issues immediately. So many times just because we're grown adults doesn't mean we're mature. So many times we have issues with a coworker or a boss or whoever it is, and we don't bring it up. We just keep pushing it down. We continue to be stressed out. There's all kinds of tension in the room and you're avoiding this person, that person. I mean, if we could act a little bit more mature, I don't mean that to sound insulting, but I mean, if we could just address the issue head on and, you know, face our fears, we would be so much more productive at work. We'd have less stress. We'd be happier. So that's something else that I wanted to bring up is address the issue. Please, just talk about it. Get the person to sit down and have a conversation about why you're not working out together. I know it's difficult, and this is something that many of us would usually avoid. And I've done it in the past. I'm right with you there. But I also know the benefits of bringing it up and getting it done. And that's the same as procrastination. I really believe, as a procrastinator myself, we put a whole lot more stress on ourselves and on our bodies and our minds than we need to, instead of just getting something done, you know, getting it over with. All right, so I just want to take a moment to tell you about the tire shop here in Olds. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not really a car person. I wouldn't be the first to fix, well, anything. So that's why I trust a company like the tire shop. When I bring my car in there, I always know that it's going to get quality service. I really love the customer service. It's bar none. They treat you like family. And this is a family run business for 40 years. So they're definitely doing something right. And they're not just a tire company. So they do oil, brakes, tune-ups, your battery, wheel alignment. They do all kinds of different things to service your car. And now that winter's on the way, it's definitely a good time to get your car checked out, have someone that you trust and believe in, and to support the community as well as a local tire shop. You can reach them at 403-556-7660. Or if you want to stop in, they're at 5903 Imperial Way, right behind Napa. So the next one I want to talk about is nutrition. Now, as you know, I love to talk about nutrition. And now, unfortunately, when we're stressed out, I talked about this a little bit in formed habits. When I talk about habits is that we're eating highly processed food. And many of us don't put nutrition and stress together in the same category. Now, I'm telling you that if you put these processed food in your body, your immune system's going to be weaker. Your digestive system's going to have a more difficult time draining energy from your body. You'll be mentally and physically exhausted because you're stressed out and because you're putting these hard to digest toxins in your body that your body really doesn't recognize, utilize, absorb. It's storing as body fat. So we could talk about cortisol levels and how they rise and how it's very difficult to burn body fat in a stressful state. But we can also talk about being in this stressful state and to continue to put high sugary, fatty foods in our body and put more stress on us. So I know it's difficult. And I know when you're stressed out, the last thing you think about is, oh, I can't wait to have a healthy meal. But again, this goes back to number one in habits and our conditioned response. If cooking, for example, now for me, my personal story is I love cooking. It's medicinal for me. It's relaxing. I like to make little creations and I love to eat them. It's so gratifying to put these meals together and then eat them. And I'm not exactly sure why, but it feels like a small victory. It feels like a little piece of artwork that I've put together, this food. It could be a stir fry or it could be something simple. And that's something that I like to do. So if you could change your mind just a little bit, you could change your thoughts and maybe start cooking or try to find a healthy snack or try to do something a little different around food. Look to whole foods and nuts and seeds and whole grains and little things like that. Maybe you could treat yourself when you're stressed out to, you know, maybe you like, you know, one of the things that I've kind of incorporated back into my diet, well, I would say yogurt, but this is a coconut yogurt, so it's not dairy based, but I really enjoy that once in a while. I know that may not sound all that exciting to you, but this is something small that I do as a little reward or something, maybe when I'm stressed out or something gratifying for me. So if you could form your habits around nutrition and instead of putting highly processed food in your body, put something a little different. So instead of a tub of ice cream, maybe you can go and find a coconut ice cream, or maybe you can find a healthy version of a bag of chips or whatever it is you want. I'm just telling you that we really stress our bodies out more. We weaken our immune system. We make it more difficult for our body to be strong and fight off stress and handle stress at a better rate by putting these low quality foods in our body.
True form life.
All right, so the next tip is going to be fitness. Now, fitness is the number one way to reduce stress, without a doubt. You go ahead and research pages and pages on whatever search engine you're looking at. And I think we can all agree that when you work out, you feel better. And mostly because, not only because we have our endorphins flowing, because we feel better, we're happier, but it's because we can reduce stress this way. Now, earlier in the show, I talked about how we don't really have a release valve. We don't have anything to actually get rid of stress. Well, exercise. That's our release valve, is to exercise, to work out, to sweat, to get our blood flowing. And I think there's a boosted part of our confidence that just makes us feel better by knowing we went in and we did something active and we feel good about ourselves. So now, again, the last thing we think about when we're stressed out is exercise. So it's so important not only to exercise on a regular basis, because that's going to help our body better handle or defend against stress, but when we're stressed out, it's so important to find a way to go and exercise. Now, this could be jumping on a piece of cardio. It could be going for a brisk walk. It could be doing something active at lunchtime instead of sitting in the coffee room and gossiping about whatever's going on. Whatever it is, if you can get out and be active, I think that's going to make a significant difference in your life and in your levels of stress. So now when I talk about exercise, now let's go back to our first tip of forming habits. So now when I say exercise, it doesn't have to be hitting the gym. It doesn't have to be going for a run. It could be, sorry, let me get back to conditioned response here. When we're feeling stressed out, it's important to exercise. It's important to find something to relieve that stress. So we can form this habit. We can, when we're stressed out, we can start to, our body can start to crave a walk, crave a breathing exercise, crave a jog. So it's no different than fighting cravings. Many times we have cravings for different things. When I talked about nutrition, I talked about unhealthy processed food we're putting in our body. Our body will actually crave something, to some way to reduce our stress. So I just, when I was saying that you don't have to go for a run, it could be a yoga class. You could go, and these are exercises I'm talking about. Some of them aren't going to be physical, but you could write about whatever's stressing you out. Now, don't put this to the back burner or think of it as something insignificant. Writing goes leaps and bounds to help you reach that subconscious level and help you reach your stress at a very deep level. So I want you to seriously consider writing, not only on a daily basis, but especially when you're stressed out. So writing is what you could talk to a friend. Now, just talking to, sometimes we all need to vent. We need sounding boards in our life. Now, I don't want you to drag your friends down and always complain to them because, well, think about your friend, for example, because that's just putting more stress on them. But if you have the opportunity to talk to someone and hear someone else's perspective, sometimes a little bit of advice, they could have you give you a chance to look at whatever situation from a different angle and help you better reduce your stress levels. Breathing exercises is a big one. Now, during my presentation at Health Street, I was able to do a breathing exercise with the entire class. So we inhaled for 5 seconds, you hold your breath for 5 seconds, and you exhale for 5 seconds. Now, again, this is just a small exercise, but just think about when you're stressed out at work, or you're going into it before you go into a stressful meeting, or after someone just talked down to you. And instead of feeling frustrated or letting that frustration or anger build up inside, think about taking a few moments to do this breathing exercise, and it'll drastically reduce your stress levels. You can look at, you know, walking, or finding a walking group, or finding a Pilates class, whatever it is. These are just different exercises that are going to help you reduce your stress levels. Now, many times when we're stressed out, we do nothing. And it's true. I've been there. I'm sure you've been there. And when we're stressed out, the last thing we should be doing is nothing. So whatever it is, take some small steps. Find something, find some exercise to do that is going to help you reduce stress, and take action towards it. Just a quick word from our sponsors, AG Foods in Didsbury. Now, they're doing a great job to bring healthier options to our community. Now, I feel it's important to support our local establishments and to build our community from the inside out. So if you get a chance, stop by AG Foods and let them know you listen to the show. They always, sponsors love to hear that. And these shows, without a doubt, wouldn't be possible without the sponsors. And Shoppers Drug Mart is another one. I always see Shoppers Drug Mart around the community. I just saw them at the Terry Fox Run. They're at the CLC Mud Run. And they're always trying to help the community grow and support within. And I think that's so important. They've been a longtime sponsor. So if you get a chance, stop in. Let them know you're enjoying the show. And they'd appreciate that very much as well.
Trueform Life.
All right, so let's get into our last tip, and that's environment. Now, this certainly is the last tip, certainly not the least tip, and it shouldn't be thought of, because our environment is so important. Now, we are creatures of our environment, so we could talk about our accents in the different places we grow up in, or different places of the world. We can talk about the clothes we wear, the language we use, the thoughts we think. From top to bottom, our environment is so influential of who we are. It's who we become. So if you're living in a very toxic, stressful environment, you're going to be stressed out on a regular basis. That's just the way it is. So it's very important to pay attention to who you surround yourself with, who you let in your life, who's going to influence you positively or negatively. So many times when we go to work, we're stressed out. We don't have a whole lot of support there. You know, it really irks me deep down when I hear stories of people actually being made fun of in the lunchroom for making healthy choices. This is a stressful environment. We could be stressed out at home. Maybe we don't have the support of our spouse or our children to live a healthier lifestyle or to make healthier food choices. So it's important to, first of all, address the situation in some way. Bullies are bullies. They don't like to be called out. I know it's difficult. That's something that needs to be done, whether it's at home or at the workplace. If you're at home, talking to your children or compromising or finding a way that you can all work together, because it's very difficult to stand out there alone and try to make those adjustments in your life by yourself. That's why it's so important to look for online groups. You can look for your walking groups I talked about. You can find some supportive areas. I just had a friend drop, I put this on my Facebook page. That's going to be at facebook.com/trueformlife. And I had a friend, I went for a morning run. I came back and my friend that I share a garden with dropped off all this garden food. And I just wrote about how, you know, in life, you know, in a younger part of my life, I would go to the bar and we'd go hang out and we'd stay up all night. And those were my friends. That's who I surrounded myself with. And that's how they influenced me. And that's different now. And it could be the same. If I kept those same types of people in my life or my friends didn't evolve as I did, you know, we'd still be going to the bar. That's just not something I'm interested in. So I surround myself with positive people that like to garden and want to go for fun runs and want to drop off quality food at my house. That means so much. And your environment means so much as well. So I hope you really consider who you let in your life, because that really makes a big difference in how you are. All right, I just want to take a quick moment to tell you about Hearwell Audiology Clinics. Now, I kind of think it's a thing of the past to be embarrassed by loss of hearing or even hearing aids, especially with the technology these days. They're so tiny, you can hardly see them in your ear. And I also think that it's entirely frustrating when you can't hear a conversation or have difficulties hearing someone from the other side of the room. I know I get frustrated when I can't hear someone. Maybe someone's mumbling or there's too much noise going on, but if you're having hearing issues all the time, I really believe it affects your quality of life. And by going to see an expert and someone that can help you out can really improve your quality of life. So Dr. Towers has these clinics, these audiology clinics in Red Deer and in Olds here locally. He has extensive schooling and he has 10 years of experience. A couple other things worth noting is they have a price match guarantee. They have free trial periods with no money down. And they even clean your hearing aids for lifetime there. This is super cool. Patients seen within 15 minutes of scheduled appointments, or Dr. Towers buys lunch. If you're looking for more details about what they do or how they can help you out, visit hearwell.ca, or you can give them a call at 855-400-6414. All right, so that's going to wrap things up for the show. I hope you got some benefit out of that. I hope that's going to help you reduce stress and address your adrenal fatigue. Just real quick, be sure you're paying attention to your habits, because that means absolutely everything. We're creatures of habit. Remember the reasons we sleep on the same side of the bed and we eat breakfast in the same chair. We watch TV on the same side of the couch. We are creatures of habit. And if we can start turning our negative type of habits into positive habits, we're going to be that much more successful and we'll be able to reduce stress at a higher rate. Now, so habits is the first one. I talked about nutrition. Nutrition is essential. We can't really function without proper nutrition. And remember that when we're looking at comfort foods and we're putting more highly processed toxic substances into our body, we're putting more stress on our body. So instead of addressing adrenal fatigue and finding different ways to reduce stress, we continue to put highly processed food into our body and stress us out. So if you can look back at habits, come to nutrition, and instead of craving something fatty or sugary, look to crave something that's more healthy. And your body will start to crave if you start to form a habit. So after dinner, instead of having a sugary cake or some type of ice cream or chocolate bar, whatever it is, we do that on a consistent basis, we can substitute that for something healthier, and your body will soon start to expect that. Number three was fitness. Now, fitness, you know, is the number one way to reduce stress. There's no way around that. Now, we always think of fitness last when we're stressed out. So I want you to look at your habits a little bit. Start to condition yourself just a little bit more to exercise, to prevent in the first place. And then you can look at exercise as a treatment, if you will. So look to exercise when you're stressed out. Now, it could be a walk at lunchtime. It could be a breathing exercise. It could be a yoga or a fitness class. Now, these are things we can do all the time, but I want you to think about them specifically when you're stressed out, so your body can better handle stress, so you can start to develop those habits and that conditioned response that I talked about, and help your body cope with stress at a better rate. And then the last one was environment. Now, environment is just as important as the first three. Environment means everything. We are creatures of our environment. Just like as we're creatures of habit, we are creatures of our environment as well. So the same, you know, we use it, like I said before, we use the same words, we talk the same way, we dress the same way. And by paying attention to your environment, we can see how stressful we are. If everyone's stressed out at the same time, there's a reason, because that's how your environment is. Now, I work with teachers. I have a teacher fitness class. I do a lot of presentations for teachers in the school districts. And I like to use the example of report cards. Now, this is a conditioned response, because just about every teacher will tell you they're stressed out during report card time. Now, if you bring in a new teacher or someone that's never really dealt with report cards before, and they don't know that they're supposed to be stressed out, they don't get stressed out, or they aren't. And we always get a good laugh when I do this at a presentation, and most teachers are in agreement with me that this is a conditioned response. And don't get me wrong, I know that this is a stressful time with so many things going on, but that conditioned response and expectations of being stressed out at that time heightens the whole situation. So that's a conditioned response, and something I want you to think about and to consider the next time report cards come up, or the next time you have a big presentation to handle at the office. Because we don't need to be stressed out. That's not something that has to be conditioned in our body. So those are four quick tips that you can do to address adrenal fatigue and reduce the stress in your life. So I just want to thank you for being here again for this episode. I always appreciate your time and efforts to come in and check out the show. Before I let you go, I want to tell you about my weekly newsletter. I send that out every Monday morning. So that has my recipes, videos. We have these group detoxes going on, my radio shows, podcasts. That all goes on my newsletter. It's sent out every Monday morning, so you don't have to go around and look for it. And you can be updated with what we have going on. In October, we're going to have a new month of our monthly membership. And it's going absolutely fantastic. Everyone loves the group support. I love the questions, other members answering. We do meal plans. Weekly meal plans are given to you along with recipes and grocery shopping lists. You have your entire week of fitness planned out for you. I personally do that and give video explanations. We have prizes and live webinars and recipe videos, all exclusive to that group. So I hope you consider checking that out. That's going to be at trueformlife.com. And then check out membership early bird pricing. Early bird pricing is going on now if you want to get in on that and see what we have going on. If all past shows here are going to be going up on exploringmindandbody.com. And if you want to subscribe to that newsletter I was just telling you about, you can head over to trueformlife.com. On the bottom widget, you can enter your email address. No spam or any of that nonsense. It's going to be me sending this information out to keep you updated and let you know exactly what's going on. And then lastly, I would love a rating and review on iTunes. That means so much to me. It gives me inspiration to know there's listeners tuning in, that we have a new audience, that we have new listeners. I love hearing those reviews. And it also helps the show move up in rankings, so the show's more easily found and we can reach a larger audience together as this True Form Life community. And that's it. That's all I got. Thanks again for being here, and I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.